Indian superfan dies depressed after learning Donald Trump had coronavirus. By John Hayward on October 15, 2020. Indian media on Wednesday reported the death of Busa Krishna, an ardent fan of U.S. President Donald Trump, who was devastated by news the president contracted the Wuhan coronavirus. Krishna, 35, was a resident of the southern Indian state of Telangana. He took his admiration for Trump to the next level by building a shrine to the American president in his backyard and praying at the shrine every morning. The shrine features a life-sized statue of Trump smiling and giving a thumbs up, flanked by Indian and American flags and photos of the President and First Lady Melania Trump alongside Indian President Narendra Modi. Krishna said his devotion began after Trump appeared to him in a dream and correctly predicted India would defeat Pakistan in a cricket match. He told friends his admiration for the American president was reinforced by his straightforward ways and blunt speech. At first, everyone in the family thought he was mentally disturbed, but he kept at it and everyone eventually came around, Krishna's cousin observed. Krishna was heartbroken to learn that Trump and his family were diagnosed with Chinese coronavirus in early October. "I feel very sad that my God, Trump, has contracted the coronavirus. I ask everyone to pray for his speedy recovery," he said tearfully in a Facebook video. Krishna fasted for 4 days while praying for Trump's recovery, and friends said he was not sleeping well. He started worshiping more like, not for 1 or 2 hours, but for 3-4 hours, and he's starving, he's fasting, starving, fasting, and he's crying continuously, his cousin said. Krishna reportedly collapsed and died of cardiac arrest after rising on Sunday morning, taking a bath, and having a cup of tea. His family said he appeared to be in good health, although they wondered if his fasting and depression might have contributed to his cardiac condition. Krishna's neighbors were saddened by his passing, saluting him for the fame he brought to their village. "Usually, we see people build temples for their gods. Some people turn ardent followers of regional and national leaders. For the first time, someone had built a temple for an international leader like Trump. Krishna made us all proud, and we were all hoping that his dream of meeting Trump came true someday," village leader Venkat Goh told the Indian Express on Monday. "As much as we are sad that he died without meeting Trump even once, we hope, at least the news of his death, reaches Trump now," Goh added.